This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL, 74 degrees right now. The beginning of a muggy day, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 88 or 89 degrees. Chance of rain is 30%. That will remain all the way through tonight. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain early in the morning and 40% chance later in the day. Temperatures again in the upper 80s. Low tomorrow night, low 70s, and then an 80% chance of rain on Thursday, and in fact, a big chance of rain all weekend long with these remaining warm temperatures. A lot of breaking news this morning. Orange County Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire on Dairyland Road early this morning. The fire was reportedly at a residence at 4905 Dairyland Road, which is in rural Orange County. Firefighters responded to getting, reportedly, water on the fire at 7:06 this morning. 4 minutes later, the fire was out. Again, all of that taking place about an hour ago. WCHL will provide additional information as soon as it becomes available. Again, a fire on Dairyland Road this morning. It is now under control. A fire that started after noon yesterday in Durham appeared to affect all 20 units of an apartment building before firefighters could get that blaze under control. No injuries reported. All 40 of the building's occupants were accounted for, according to the Durham Fire Department. In all, the fire displaced 30 residents as the building has been deemed a total loss, with fire or smoke and water damage affecting all of the units there. The fire took place at the Royal Oaks Apartments on this side of Durham on Mayfair Street near the Sam's Club and Target on 15501 north of the exit for Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. That is a former location of South Square. Durham Fire Department responded to a 12:30 p.m. call. 7 fire trucks and 50 firefighters reported to the scene. American Red Cross Triangle Region is providing shelter, food, clothing, and other assistance to those in need. Jersey Mike's and Firehouse Subs have also helped the Red Cross provide food. Durham Fire Chief Dan Curia told the Herald Sun newspaper this was at least the fourth major fire at the Royal Oaks Apartments in the last 10 years. The cause of the fire is being investigated, but it apparently started in the rear bedroom of apartment 106. And Chapel Hill police responded to a 911 call early this morning of a man who was reportedly stabbed by his brother. Officers responded just before 5 a.m. today to the Bolingwood Apartments on Umstead Drive, where the victim was reportedly outside with his wife. Police checked the inside of an apartment unit and captured the suspect. The victim was advised to get stitches, but his injuries were not serious enough for him to be taken to UNC hospitals. WCHL will provide more information as it becomes available. Again, that happening just before 5 a.m. today. Now, for the news of yesterday, protesters rallied for abortion rights at the 10th Moral Monday outside the North Carolina General Assembly, and inside the building, 64 people were arrested. This coming less than a week after a bill calling for tighter abortion laws pushed through the state Senate in less than 24 hours with very little public notice. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and always and has more.
Since the first Moral Monday in late April, more than 700 people have been arrested in the weekly protests against the legislation of the Republican-led General Assembly. This week, many protesters wore pink in honor of women's reproductive rights.
It's really shocking how this General Assembly feels that they can just railroad through bills without any respect for democratic process, without providing people even just the most basic form of notice.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He was one of more than 1,000 who attended the rally. Many protesters were outraged over House Bill 695, which would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. All others would effectively have to close. Inside the State House, Janet Combe, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, was among those arrested. Combe's colleague, Melissa Reed, spoke to the media before the protest.
These attacks on women's health are dangerous.
That's right.
And they are deeply unpopular. And that's why these politicians continue to try to sneak them in with special sessions, with midnight votes, with hearings without witnesses. And the North Carolina General Assembly has tried to bully, shame and dismiss North Carolina women and their families this entire session.
Kleinschmidt says he does not support the way in which House Bill 695 was tacked on to another bill and hastily passed in the Senate.
It's just a general outrage for the lack of respect for the citizens of North Carolina and democracy, along with, you know, the whole array of issues.
Christine Lang, a mother from Chatham County, says the bill was the last straw for her.
They slid those abortion restrictions through. It just infuriates me for myself and my daughter.
UNC senior Carrie Hanlon was one of many male students from Chapel Hill who attended the rally in support of women's reproductive rights.
Being a feminist, having a lot of female friends who are very pro-choice like myself and really believe in women's reproductive rights and don't believe it is the job of our legislature to be focusing on this right now when there are bigger issues like the unemployment rate. And that's what's really, really bothering me. That's got me fired up and ready to go right now.
Junior Patrick Mateer came out to his second Moral Monday in support of his friends and his mother, all who could be affected by abortion restrictions.
It's not just a issue that they can support. We can be allies and support each other. And if you think a bill is wrong, even if it doesn't affect you, I feel I should come out and support and try to change the legislative's opinion.
NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced that next Monday's rally will feature all female speakers. Barber also said that on August 28th, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold rallies in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Led by Planned Parenthood of North Carolina, protesters will gather once again this morning at 9 o'clock to rally against the General Assembly's efforts to restrict abortion access. House Bill 695 will be discussed by the House's Health and Human Services Committee and could potentially be up for a vote later on in the day when the full House convenes for session. The demonstration is called Stand With North Carolina Women, Stop HB 695. It's set for 9 a.m. at Halifax Mall, the same location for the Moral Monday protests. Organizers are calling for attendees to wear pink or purple this morning in support of women's reproductive rights. An estimated 600 protesters gathered during the Senate deliberation of the bill last Wednesday, including Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Sally Green and many others. Governor Pat McCrory is trying to push a tax overhaul agreement over the finish line that would in turn lead to legislators passing an overdue North Carolina state budget. But McCrory prefers to limit the scope of tax changes and doesn't want them siphoning away too much money. McCrory told reporters yesterday he and House and Senate leaders are very close to getting a tax plan completed, but says he wants any deal sent to his desk to provide sufficient revenues to pay for the basics of operating state government. The Senate's latest version wouldn't be phased in through 2018 and would result in nearly $1 billion less in revenue that year than currently projected. He says he'd prefer making tax changes through 2014 before reassessing. On Monday, a three-judge panel upheld the district boundaries for North Carolina's legislative and congressional seats drawn by Republicans. The Superior Court judges unanimously decided that the lines don't damage constitutional rights of citizens, an argument previously made by Democratic voters, civil rights groups, and election advocates who sued over the lines and claimed they were racial gerrymanders. The lawsuits filed in November 2011 argued that the maps created legislative districts in which black residents compose the majority of the voting age population. Opponents claimed the GOP illegally grouped black voters into sprawling districts and failed to keep whole counties within districts. However, yesterday's decision was a victory for GOP legislative leaders. As the ruling states, quoting here, the redistricting plans do not impair the constitutional rights of the citizens of North Carolina, as those rights are defined by law, unquote. Attorneys represent state and legislative leaders also said the maps were fair and in line with previous federal and state redistricting decisions. The lines are supposed to be used through the 2020 elections, though the decision could be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The ruling upholds that each judge, again quoting here, independently and collectively arrived at the conclusions despite their differing ideological and political outlooks. And a national human rights group is holding a news conference in Charlotte today to promote the push to protect gays in the workplace. The Human Rights Campaign says employees can still be fired for sexual orientation or gender identity. Today's news conference comes one day before a U.S. Senate committee takes up the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would ensure that no one could be fired simply because they're gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. North Carolina's two senators are on that committee. Group President Chad Griffin also is planning to discuss landmark decisions on marriage equality handed down last month by the United States Supreme Court. We'll talk about budget cuts, as all of that relates to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, coming up on WCHL 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. The second patio, adjacent to the amphitheater in East 54 Market Square, features a 100-inch projection screen for the biggest sports events, all at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Norton.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out on the roadways right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Rand Northam reporting on traffic and doing a lot of other things back in the newsroom all morning long. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And, of course, there's a lot of excitement at the end of the week with Fridays on the Front Porch starting at 5 p.m. each Friday. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 75 degrees right now. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. 30% chance of rain all the way through tonight. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain in the morning, then a 40% chance of rain later in the day tomorrow. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the low 70s. On Thursday, 80% chance of rain. Showers, thunderstorms, high in the middle 80s. Temperatures are going to stay right there. Thursday night, still 80% chance of rain with a low about 70. That doesn't bode well for the Sweet Carolina Concert Series on Thursday, but we'll keep an eye on that. That forecast could change. This weekend's going to be the same way. Heavy chance of rain, so things are not looking good for this week, or this weekend could get some rain.
Hello there. This is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. Ron Boy, good for you.
Well, thank you, Wayne. It is 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. As local leaders wait and wait and wait some more for a final state budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school board members are really struggling with how to fill the funding gaps, even before they know exactly what those gaps will be. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board came together last night for an unusual Monday meeting to consider a $1.7 million package of possible reductions that could help ease the blow of projected cuts to the state education budget. And while board members agreed that tough choices must be made, the board was split on a plan to cut the number of gifted education specialists down to one at each elementary school. James Etta Bedford said after 4 years of budget cuts, this might be unavoidable.
I'm very reluctant, but I think that I don't know what else to cut. Because we have cut athletics. We have cut foreign languages. I don't know what else do we give up.
The plan would reduce the total number of specialists through attrition and reassignment, saving the district $385,000. But nearly a dozen gifted education teachers and parents of gifted children came out to protest the cuts, saying it would jeopardize an already overburdened program. Winnie Morgan has a child in the gifted education program at Morris Grove Elementary.
Without the appropriate channels for their gifts, it's not only possible, but it's likely that many gifted children will become classroom behavior problems.
Board members argued that the size and scope of the gifted program is part of the problem, citing failures to implement new teaching models and inconsistent implementation from school to school. James Barrett said it's clear the current model isn't working.
We have a demonstrated need for better gifted education. What they're doing today is not better gifted education. And so taking the cut in some ways is the shock that's needed to improve the process.
Still, some on the board, including Michelle Brownstein, worried that cutting the staff by a third without revamping the program would leave students underserved.
The best we have right now is our gifted education specialists. I do not see how the classroom teacher can meet the needs of all the kids in this classroom without their help.
Adding to the confusion is the ongoing delay in the state legislature, as next year's spending plan is tied up in negotiations about a possible tax system overhaul. Lawmakers passed a continuing resolution last week to keep the government funded through July 31st. The local leaders hope to sign off on a budget before then. Under the Senate's proposal, the district could lose as much as $1.3 million in funding for teaching assistants, while the House plan would cut only about $300,000. If the final budget more closely resembles the House plan, administrators might not need to implement the proposed reductions at all. No votes were taken last night, but the board gave general approval to a series of less controversial cuts, including delaying the addition of a special education classroom and forgoing a one-time bonus to personnel. Members were less certain about a plan to start charging a fee for driver's education, pending more information about a waiver system. The proposed spending cuts will return for a formal vote next Thursday, when school board members say they plan to approve the final budget, even if the state budget is still in limbo. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Election season is beginning to come just a little more clearly into focus now in our community. Three people added their names to the growing election ballot that will be presented for November to choose 13 elected officials in Orange County. Another Chapel Hill Town Council hopeful added his name to the list on day two of the local elections filing period. It's another name that showed previous interest, while another incumbent added his name to the list. Paul Niebe is a real estate broker, university instructor, and a Juilliard-trained, internationally recognized classical trumpeter. He's lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years and currently serves in the town's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Board. That term will expire June 30th of next year. Niebe applied for the open seat Penny Rich left for the Orange County Board of Commissioners, which was filled by Sally Green, who filed for re-election on Friday. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison announced on Monday that on his Facebook page that he filed for re-election. His filing was done in Durham County, as he's a resident of the part of town that is in the county adjacent to Orange. Harrison will seek his fourth term of the council. Four seats are up for grabs in the council in November. Gene Peace and Lauren Easton have already said they're not running for re-election. Current council member Sally Green is seeking re-election along with Harrison. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board Chair Michelle Brownstein also filed for re-election on Monday. Brownstein was elected in 2009 for a four-year term. To see a complete list of those who filed, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. And during the filing period, we will be also profiling all of the candidates. And we need to let you know this morning that Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith issued a proclamation yesterday declaring Chapel Hill in a state of emergency. The proclamation gives town manager Roger Stansel the ability to take any necessary actions to ensure the safety of the town's citizens, including opening any shelters that are needed. It also authorizes him to modify or require any regulations and fees necessary to ensure public safety. Mayor Kleinsmith also formally ordered that all citizens and emergency management personnel to comply with the emergency action plan. All of this related to the flooding that we had this recently. The proclamation was put into effect immediately and will expire 30 days from its inception unless another proclamation withdraws it or modifies it. The mayor's memo came a week after floodwaters greatly damaged homes and businesses all over Chapel Hill. To read the full proclamation by the mayor of the state of emergency in Chapel Hill, you can view the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Two UNC football standouts on the radar for two of the game's top awards. Senior defensive end Kareem Martin is on the Bednarik Award watch list for the nation's best college football defensive player. Senior quarterback Bren Renner is a candidate for the Maxwell Award, which is given to the National Player of the Year. Martin leads Carolina's defensive roster, tallying 40 tackles, including 15.5 for a combined loss of 56 yards. He also had four sacks, three pass breakups, and eight quarterback hurries in his 2012 season. Bren Renner is following a strong 2012 season. Renner passed for 3,356 yards and a school record 28 touchdowns. The watch list incorporates players from several football bowl subdivision programs and divisions from coast to coast. Today, the watch list for the Mackey Award, the nation's most outstanding tight end, and Remington Trophy, the nation's premier center, will be announced. Keenan Stadium will be coming alive once again on August 3rd. Tar Heel football fans will have the chance to get geared up for another season of Carolina football and the Fedora Freak Show. The day's festivities start when the gates open at 3 p.m. The official Meet the Heels program is set to start at 4. The day will be jam-packed with ways for Tar Heel fans to interact with the Carolina football players, including autographs. Defensive players will be signing from 4 until 5 p.m. Offensive players from 5 until 6. Head coach Larry Fedoro will sign autographs during the entire time from 4 to 6. The kids will have plenty to get excited about as well. Carolina Kids Zone will be located in the east end of Kenan Stadium, featuring inflatables and games for kids of all ages. Kids Zone will close at 6 p.m. Now, in addition, free Carolina football trading cards, pocket schedules, and posters will be handed out until supplies expire. Food will be sold from the concession stands, and restroom facilities on the north and south sides will be open for the event. Parking can be found on the Rams Head deck and the new Bell Tower deck for $5, and parking is free in the Craig, Cardinal, and Jackson parking decks off Manning Drive. Now, read the full Meet the Heel story. You can view it on WCHL's website, chapelbrew.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Roy Williams is dealing with a much bigger issue than just P.J. Hairston. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. As the P.J. Hairston story gets worse, the likelihood lessens that his fate will be a so-called basketball decision. Hairston faces charges that could be felonies before all the facts come out and the legal wrangling is over. In such a case, Hairston's fate as a basketball player at UNC would be determined by the university policy on students who are charged with such crimes. The shock jocks are wagging their tongues daily about what Roy should do and what he or the university haven't done since Hairston was charged in June. The only official statement from Steve Kirshner's office has been that they are still accumulating the facts before making any kind of statement. That seems like a smart, if not satisfactory, course of action, because new information is coming out on Hairston and his relationship with reputed scumbag Fats Thomas, who rented the SUV Hairston was driving the night of his arrest in Durham. Unfortunately, Hairston's case will be considered in the context of the last 3 years at Carolina, when a proud university has fought to save its reputation following the football and academic scandal. And don't think new Chancellor Carol Folt will sit this one out on the sidelines. The old expression, how you start is how you finish, applies here. And the last thing the hire from Dartmouth wants is a reputation that she's soft on or naive to big-time college athletics. From old Roy's standpoint, he needs Hairston to power his offense for the 2013-14 season. But he has other good players and back-to-back stud recruiting classes coming in, so Williams is going to do what he has to do. Protecting his school is one issue, but so is being fair to Hairston, and most importantly, not just kicking him to the curb so PJ can accept whatever fate befalls him. As much as we might dislike the phrase, the Carolina way is to care about the fortunes of our student-athletes after they leave school. So it's a difficult time for Roy, Bubba Cunningham, and Chancellor Folt. What to do about PJ, who obviously made some bad choices and refused to stay inside the protective cocoon that Dean Smith built for basketball players over the years? Talk to 10 people on the street, and you will get 10 different opinions. But like it or not, Hairston's problem is a university problem in more ways than one. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $70 for a top service oil change and tire rotation, available now for $35. Brian Juergen prides his auto repair shop on his quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your belts, hoses, tire pressure, and a tire rotation. It's half off from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's available available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 8:30 at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 75 degrees, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. 30% chance, high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunder showers, and mostly cloudy after midnight as well. Overnight low 72, chance of rain still 30%. That will be 40% tomorrow and 80% the following day.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. They were kidnapped.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
And escaped a couple of months ago from a house in Cleveland. Three women have now surfaced in a video produced by a PR firm and released on YouTube. Amanda Barrett.
I want everyone to know how happy I am to be home with my family and my friends. It's been unbelievable. I want to thank everyone who has helped me and my family through this entire ordeal.
Gina DeJesus.
I would say thank you for the support.
Elizabeth Knight.
I have no problem expressing how I feel inside. Be positive. Learn that it's important to give than to receive. Thank you for all your prayers. I'm looking forward to my brand new life.
As all three made statements thanking those who'd sent good wishes and financial support, their attorneys say the women do not want to speak to reporters. Suspect Ariel Castro faces 329 charges, including kidnapping and sexual assault. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Your WCHL Tuesday Morning News. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith issued a proclamation yesterday declaring Chapel Hill is in a state of emergency. This proclamation gives town manager Roger Stansel the ability to take any necessary actions to ensure the safety of the town's citizens, including opening any shelters that are needed. It also authorizes him to modify or require any regulations and fees necessary to ensure public safety. Mayor Kleinsmith also formally ordered that all citizens and emergency management personnel comply with the emergency action plan. The proclamation was put into effect immediately and will expire 30 days from its inception. Unless another proclamation withdraws it or modifies it, the mayor's memo came a week after floodwaters greatly damaged homes and businesses in Chapel Hill. A lot of us are back to normal, but many people will never be back to that state again. Many people suffered horrible losses, and some people still trying to recover. I'll read the full proclamation by Mayor Kleinsmith of the state of emergency in Chapel Hill. You can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Lots of breaking news this morning. Orange County Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire on Dairyland Road just outside Chapel Hill early this morning. The fire was reportedly at a residence at 4905 Dairyland Road in rural Orange County. Firefighters reportedly getting water on that fire at 7.06 a.m. 4 minutes later, they had the fire under control. Fire was out. WCHL will provide additional information as soon as it becomes available. And Chapel Hill police were busy this morning responding to a 911 call. A man was reportedly stabbed by his brother. Officers responded just before 5 o'clock this morning to the Bolingwood Apartments on Umstead Drive, where the victim was reportedly outside with his wife. Police officers checked the inside of an apartment unit and captured the suspect. The victim was advised to get stitches, but his injuries were not serious enough to be taken to UNC hospitals. And again, WCHL will continue to provide more information as it becomes available. Lots of news coming out of Raleigh yesterday. Protesters rallied for abortion rights at the 10th Moral Monday outside the North Carolina General Assembly. A huge crowd there. Inside, 64 people got arrested. That's added to the large number already arrested. It's coming less than a week after a bill calling for tighter abortion laws pushed its way through the state Senate in less than a 24-hour period with very little public notice or time for debate. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as usual, and has more with this story.
Since the first Moral Monday in late April, more than 700 people have been arrested in the weekly protests against the legislation of the Republican-led General Assembly. This week, many protesters wore pink in honor of women's reproductive rights.
It's really shocking how this General Assembly feels that they can just railroad through bills without any respect for democratic process, without providing people even just the most basic form of notice.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He was one of more than 1,000 who attended the rally. Many protesters were outraged over House Bill 695, which would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. All others would effectively have to close. Inside the State House, Janet Combe, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, was among those arrested. Combe's colleague, Melissa Reed, spoke to the media before the protest.
These attacks on women's health are dangerous.
That's right.
And they are deeply unpopular. And that's why these politicians continue to try to sneak them in with special sessions, with midnight votes, with hearings without witnesses. And the North Carolina General Assembly has tried to bully, shame, and dismiss North Carolina women and their families this entire session.
Kleinschmidt says he does not support the way in which House Bill 695 was tacked onto another bill and hastily passed in the Senate.
It's just a general outrage for the lack of respect for the citizens of North Carolina and democracy, along with, you know, the whole array of issues.
Christine Lang, a mother from Chatham County, says the bill was the last straw for her.
They slid those abortion restrictions through. It just infuriates me for myself and my daughter.
UNC senior Carrie Hanlon was one of many male students from Chapel Hill who attended the rally in support of women's reproductive rights.
Being a feminist, having a lot of female friends who are very pro-choice like myself and really believe in women's reproductive rights and don't believe it is the job of our legislature to be focusing on this right now when there are bigger issues like the unemployment rate. And that's what's really, really bothering me. That's got me fired up and ready to go right now.
Junior Patrick Mateer came out to his second Moral Monday in support of his friends and his mother, all who could be affected by abortion restrictions.
It's not just a issue that they can support. We can be allies and support each other. And if you think a bill is wrong, even if it doesn't affect you, I feel I should come out and support and try to change the legislative's opinion.
NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced that next Monday's rally will feature all female speakers. Barber also said that on August 28th, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold rallies in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today will no doubt be another busy day in Raleigh. Led by Planned Parenthood of North Carolina, protesters will gather once again this morning to rally against the General Assembly's efforts to restrict abortion access. House Bill 695 will be discussed by the House's Health and Human Services Committee and could potentially be up for a vote later in the day. The bill, which was passed by the Senate in less than 24 hours last week, would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move that abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers altogether. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. The demonstration is called Stand With North Carolina Women, or Stop HB 695. It's set for 9 o'clock this morning in Halifax Mall, the same location for the Moral Monday protests. Organizers are calling for attendees to wear pink or purple in support of women's reproductive rights. An estimated 600 protesters gathered during the Senate deliberation of the bill last Wednesday, including Chapel Hill Town Council member Sally Green and many others from our local community. All of that in addition to Moral Mondays. The North Carolina Highway Patrol says 13 people were killed on the state streets and highways during the long July 4th holiday weekend. The death toll is one less than for the same holiday period in 2012. Two people were killed in a traffic accident on North Carolina 101 east of Havelock. A statement from the patrol said the numbers are preliminary and are based on collisions reported to the patrol as of Sunday. In other words, those numbers could change before it's all over. WCHL News Time, 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock. coming up on WCHL Adopt a Pet, as we have every Tuesday right here on WCHL, your opportunity to adopt a pet at your house. And also, we have today's commentary on the way from Wes Hare. All coming up on WCHL. Thanks for waking up with us this morning.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro, or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
All right, it is 8:42 at WCHL, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. One of my favorite times of the morning, one of my favorite times of the week, Tuesday morning, it's time for Adopt a Pet. And one of my favorite people is here this morning, Katie McClure from Paws Forever. How are you doing this morning, Katie?
I am well. How are you, Rob?
All right. I know you're all excited this morning. You came in here with this with this guy who, well, tell us about him.
Well, I will tell you. Right off the bat, this is one of my favorite dogs of all time. And I meet a lot of dogs.
Yes, you do.
This is Slippery Pete, and he is a fairly substantial-sized boxer mix,
mm-hmm.
just as good-natured as he could possibly be.
Yeah.
Loyal and sweet. And, you know, for a big dog, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
No
now,
kidding.
He's not young. He's 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
But he still has a little bit of playfulness in him.
Uh-huh.
He loves to play with the garden hose, for example. He will chase the water coming out of a garden hose and try to get the water with his mouth,
uh-huh.
which is very endearing. He's also he's very good with other dogs. He would be an excellent dog park dog.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that you got to watch out for, and that perhaps is why he's named Slippery Pete,
yeah.
he can climb a fence. Like a monkey.
Really?
Yeah, this is basically kind of an old geezer who can climb a fence.
He is an old guy, but you said he was big. Just for our listeners, how big is he?
Boy, I'm going to say 60 to 70 pounds.
Yeah.
Is that about, what do you think?
He's a healthy looking guy.
He looks like a full grown boxer. He's about that size.
Yeah.
But he's brindle with little white socks. And I can tell you, too, he was as far as we know, he was a surrendered pet.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a lot of good behaviors and kind of knows people.
Yeah.
Plus, he came in from Orange County, and he was wildly popular with the volunteers at Orange County Shelter. We had 4 pages of positive notes from the Orange County volunteers about this dog, which, again, not always what you get.
No.
He's pretty terrific.
Yeah.
And he just rode over with me in the back of my Subaru. Did very well.
He's very friendly. I mean,
yeah.
you know, I went over and petted him, and, you know, it's not always that way. You know, sometimes they're a little scared or whatever, but this guy's
just...
He's
not too friendly. Like, he's not all up in your face.
No, he's not going to jump
either.
On you or all
right.
that kind of stuff, you know. But is he good with children and cats?
What they told me, yes, children, no problem whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He would be great with a family.
Right.
He is, quote, respectful with cats.
Respectful.
Which what that means at our place probably is that he's not going to go out of his way to chase or harass a cat.
Yeah.
Probably means he's a little afraid of cats.
And he has a little respect for them.
Yeah, wisely. Well, you know, he's an older guy. He's been around some cats. He knows better than to.
But you don't know any more about his background than that, the fact that you think he's a surrendered pet.
Yeah, we're pretty sure somebody pretty much abandoned him at the shelter. And
yeah.
But again, you know, that's sad for him, but he has some strengths. He already knows sit. He does something like a shake with his paw. I'm not sure what he's doing with that. And he now knows down. And he comes and sits right in front of you when you call him.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty wonderful as a ready-to-go pet.
And you can hear him panting in the
background.
Yeah,
that's not me. That's him. And he makes some funny noises when he's chasing that water.
Does he really?
He's like a puppy. Yeah.
Well, he's really cool. That's a cool dog. You're right. And
he has nice brindle markings. He's not a pure tan color like a boxer. He kind of has a brindle stripey thing going on.
Yeah, and you look at him, he just looks, you know, you just look at him, he has the image of just a really strong, healthy dog.
Yeah.
You know, really.
But he's not intimidating. You know how some dogs, some big dogs scare people?
Yeah.
This dog is not going to scare people because he has kind of
a pleasant look on his face.
Yeah, his face is, he has a boxer's kind of smushed in face.
Yeah.
So he's just very appealing. If I had room, I would adopt this dog. And believe me, I would never say that. I don't say that lightly.
No, you don't.
He's a wonderful dog.
I've been around you enough to know that you've certainly had a lot of experience with dogs. And you know, for you to come out and talk glowingly about him like this, you know, he must be really special.
Yeah, he's a good one.
How do folks find out more about him?
Well, all they need to do is they can come out and spend some time with him at Paws Forever.
Uh-huh.
And anytime we're open, you know, we have 50 acres, so they can walk around with Slippery Pete. I call him Slick. They can walk around with him. They could bring their family and visit with him. If they have another dog, they can do supervised meet and greets at our place and make sure that that's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a cat, they should talk to our staff and we can figure out how to test him with some of our cats know, safely so that we can see how that goes.
Yeah.
And they can also go online to pawsforever.org.
That's with the number 4, by the way.
Pawsforever.org.
Yeah. Rand Northam is going to take out his camera and take a picture or two of Slick, Slippery Pete.
Yeah. And the only thing is, you know, if you get him, if you have a fenced-in yard, we'd have to talk to you about whether that fence was going to work for him. Or maybe add one of those things on the top of the fence, you know, those things that edge in.
Yeah.
So that the dog can't go up and over.
Yeah.
Because this is an athlete. Even though he's older, he can climb.
That's why he walked in singing "Don't Fence Me In," I guess.
Yeah. If he could sing, he would.
He's not
that kind of nature.
He's not going to be held back by a fence. Well, hey, listen, thanks a bunch. We will have pictures of him on our Facebook page and on our website with a link to your website at pawsforever.org. And we'll get him adopted.
Yes, and we thank you. And also, don't forget that our walk, our big fundraising walk at Southern Village is coming up October 6th.
All right.
So if anybody wants any information or wants to help us with that, just check out the website. We're all about the walk coming up.
You guys have so many great pets, and this one's ready to go. He's ready to go to somebody's house and be your permanent companion for the rest of his life. And from the looks of him, I think he's going to be around for a long time.
Be somebody's dear friend.
Yeah.
He really would.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thanks for all you do. We love our road trips over here. They're fun.
That is Adopt a Pet on 97.9 FM and WCHL. Good morning. It is 8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It's hard to believe, but almost 1 year ago, the Salam Shalom support group of the Church of Reconciliation brought 100 bus ads to the Chapel Hill bus system, which featured a smiling Palestinian grandfather and a smiling Israeli grandfather and two grandkids. The ad said, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality within a colorful framework." That was no problem. However, underneath their picture in bold black letters was this phrase, "End U.S. military aid to Israel." First, the bus system said, "No way." Then they said, "Okay." and in early July of 2012, the ads were put in all the buses. Much later, through the fall of 2012, after four packed Chapel Hill Town Council meetings, lots of anger, arrogance, and accusations, and maybe even some new connections on whether they were an attack on Israel, reminders of the Holocaust, after this kerfuffle, the ads were allowed to stay. Now, next month, the one-year contract will end. Has our community benefited from this year of the ad? The Church of Reconciliation has spent considerable time during this year reflecting whether this ad was worth it. We, like Chapel Hill, when faced with this ad in our face as we ride the bus, realize that the Middle East is under stress and that there is Israeli oppression in Palestine, and now we need to decide what shall we do next as a religious community of faith. We can say forget about it and move on to much more local issues. What say y'all? Is this a forgettable problem, or does it need another step to community sharing? This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Ah, my goodness, what a great dog we just had in here just a minute ago. And you can find out more about him and adopt him. He's ready to go. Believe me. 8:52, 8 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Yvonne Knutson is today's WCHL hometown hero. You're going to hear all about her in just a few minutes.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hi, this is Randy Voller, Mayor of Pittsboro. You're listening to WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Thank you, Mayor. It is 8:55, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Rather unusual word. It begins with a Z. Begins with a G, has a Z in it. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. If you know the answers to those questions, and if you're the first to get in, you're a correct caller, you get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's the word of the day from WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Yvonne Knutson is Director of Marketing and Community Relations for SECU Family House. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
In 2007, prior to the house being opened, they were maybe $500,000 away from reaching their goal, and I was approached to see if I would be willing to help with the first fundraising event in the community that was raising the roof for Family House, which was held September of 2007, and we raised almost $400,000.
This all hits close to home for Yvonne Knutson. She has a very personal connection to SECU Family House.
I, as most of us do, have some experience having someone that's had a major illness and was involved with UNC Hospitals while my husband was sick, and saw what a need there is in this community for a place to stay for people who are under care. So that's how I became involved.
And here's how the house works.
SECU gave a $2 million challenge grant to help raise money to open the house. It is a 40-bedroom house for adult critically ill patients and their caregivers or their families while they're being treated at UNC Hospital. So basically, everyone that stays here is a referral from UNC Hospital, and we primarily serve cancer patients, transplant patients, burn patients, and major surgeries.
This is not the only work Yvonne Knutson has done for nonprofits in our community.
I've been involved in the 30 years I've lived here, a lot of different things, the school systems, the Public School Foundation, and the American Cancer Society. So it's an important part of my life. And, you know, most of the people in this community are very generous with their time and their money. We're very fortunate to live in this area.
She also spends as much time as she can with her family.
I have three married adult children and seven grandchildren, a huge part of my life that I feel very blessed to have. And one daughter with three kids lives close by, and one in Charlotte and one in D.C., and we're all big Tar Heel fans, so we enjoy sports, spending time together.
Would you like to get involved, perhaps as a volunteer?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned volunteers, because we are largely run by a volunteer program that has over 80 active weekly volunteers here. And if you go to our website, secufamilyhouse.org, there's opportunities to find out about volunteering. It's a great opportunity for somebody to be involved in, feel like they do something that makes a difference.
She's making a difference for a lot of people. Yvonne Knutson with SECU Family House. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Doug Brown of Hillsborough, who called in with the word of the day. It is Gadzookery. G-A-D-Z-O-O-K-E-R-Y. It's British slang, all about the use of archaic language or archaisms, if you will. Doug Brown gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st. At Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergens Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $70 for a top service oil change and tire rotation, available now for $35. Brian Juergen prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your belts, hoses, tire pressure, and a tire rotation. It's half off from Juergens Top Notch Automotive. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.